time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Okay. A video meant to be funny goes viral and makes the internet furious. The person behind said video is in the studio with us right now.
Oopsie.
Good morning, Heidi Voigt.
Hi, guys. Apparently, I'm the world's worst mom.
Nah. More as you know.
And a terrible sister.
But your kids are well-behaved.
Yes.
My kids are awesome.
Yeah.
I think everyone says that about their kids, but seriously, I think my kids are...
No one says my kid's an a-hole.
No, that's true.
Yeah,
but...
Yeah. That is true.
Right.
Yeah.
Not under the age of like 15 anyway.
Right.
Right. Yes. Afterwards, yeah.
Yes.
So what happened? Was this a TikTok challenge?
Yeah. So there was this trend on TikTok and it's called the shut up prank. And basically you get your husband to call like your sibling or someone else in the,
his boss.
In the family.
Yeah.
And they answer the phone and you get them talking. And then out of nowhere, the husband says, all right, well, I was just calling to tell you to shut up. And then... You wait for a split second to hear the reaction, and then you hang up.
Right. Which is great. They explained four phone calls I got.
Sounds so stupid, but yeah. I was scrolling through these videos. I was laughing so hard, I was crying.
That's peak, like, sibling prank right
there.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So I said to my husband, I was like, I want you to do this. Like, let's call my little sister.
Right.
And so we did it, and it was hilarious. And she answers the phone, and she's like, he goes, hey, Tori, how's it going?
Let's play.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah.
Hey, Tori.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Did you hear anything back?
Let me text you what I got.
Okay, can we pause it for a second? So he was asking, because she was in a really tense, like, final round of job interviews at Google. Like, everything on the line, super stressed out about this.
So she's stressing about that.
Yes, right. Okay.
I'm too afraid and stressed out to reply, but I got this email from Google. I just texted it to you.
Okay.
That's my kid.
Okay.
In the background.
She's doing her
own
thing.
On her tablet.
They got duct tape in her mouth?
Hostage.
She's playing Minecraft and just like being silly.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
We're putting down one of those dogs, the Pixar dogs that I keep sending you guys photos of tonight.
Uh-oh. Your kid just became annoying.
Right.
Hey, we're doing a bit over here. You're ruining the bit.
Right.
There is comedy afoot.
Right. Did you catch that, what she said? We're getting ready to put down...
Like a Pixar dog? One of
the, she called them the Pixar dogs because they were so cute. They looked like cartoons.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, hold on. Back this up.
Yes. Right.
Abort.
Okay.
Abort.
Right, hold on. Let's hear that again.
We're putting down one of those dogs, the Pixar dogs that...
Oh, my God. They're right. Putting down one of their dogs.
Right.
This is where the husband should say, I'm not doing this.
This is a committed husband.
He's like, if Heidi wants it,
right.
Heidi gets it.
You're going to hear exactly what happens because I have a feeling he was going to chicken out.
I keep sending you guys photos of them tonight, so I'm a little preoccupied.
Oh, okay. Well, I just was calling you because...
Yeah, a little voice in his head, louder.
Heidi was like, we're not getting better than that.
Right. You know that meme of Kermit in the dark Kermit in
yes.
the hood?
Right.
Dark Kermit.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Devil
do
on
it.
Your shoulder.
Piggy, do it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Be occupied.
Do it. Oh, okay. Well, I just was calling you to tell you to shut up.
No.
That hurt.
Lightning bolt in 3, 2, 1. Boom.
The best part. Is at the end, right before he hangs up, she goes, no.
I was calling you to tell you to shut up.
No.
Oops.
Aww. She's stressed out about this job.
Right.
Her dog is going to be put down. It's like, shut up. We're doing this prank. Oh my God.
The kid at the end goes, what?
And you think this is the funniest thing ever.
Oh my God. I was crying. I was on the floor crying, laughing. It was so.
Then it went viral?
And then, yes. So it's got like over 600,000 views on Instagram.
Oh my God.
And I had to turn off the comments because people were really.
Oh.
Like most people thought it was hilarious, but there were some people who thought. that I was some kind of monster right. because they heard the part about the dog.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
I mean, you do sound like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Wow. Right.
But here's the thing.
They threw a bucket of water on
it. It wasn't even her dog. It was her friend's dog.
Right.
So she said we because this is a friend that she occasionally rooms with.
Right.
And when whatever. So yeah. It wasn't even her dog.
Right. Phil, do you have that laugh ready? Hold on.
And you're going to kill the pretty little dog, too.
And get you pretty
Welcome to the West.
This is the one time the internet was right, by the way.
No, I haven't even told you the worst, shameful part of this.
The dog's name is Toto?
No. No. I'm almost embarrassed. Oh, God, how do I even say this?
Do it. Oh, do it.
Her best friend died in a plane crash earlier that week.
Oh, geez.
Her friend was a pilot. So. I know that sounds terrible.
Right, right.
It's in a great
No, it doesn't
state.
Sound terrible. It is terrible.
You have to understand.
Oh, my God, Heidi. Yeah.
No, we called her right back, and she was like, oh, my God, thank you. That was funny.
Yeah,
like,
you didn't record that one, though, did you?
She was a good sport about it.
Yes.
But, like, you just have to laugh sometimes. Like, right. We've been through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And you can't just laugh.
Right.
Otherwise, it's just too damn sad.
Right.
Yeah. Is this what happens with internet commenters? They don't know the whole story behind everything.
Exactly.
Right.
They just see A, B, and I'm pissed.
Knee-jerk reaction. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. They don't know the relationship. They don't know what you guys have been through.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Do it.
You just heard that part.
And then there were a bunch of people. So the commenters were either pissed about the dog. Or they were like, oh, get that kid off that tablet. And I'm all right.
It's funny the stuff they find.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's like, So I used to be that person before I had kids. Like, I'll never let my kids have a tablet. I'll never let their screen be a babysitter. Shut up, Mary Poppins. And then you become a parent and you're like, okay, you get it.
Spare me your face.
My kids are great.
Right.
They're super smart. Right. Yes, they like to play Minecraft.
Right.
So what?
Yeah. His two tablets.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. We're asking you to call in how you made the news, how you went viral.
Right. Police line of count. That's me, surfing the left.
Heidi Voigt is in studio.
And hello.
She went viral.
Uber viral.
Let's go with Rachel. Hey, Rachel.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Wonderful.
Good morning. I have a really great story, and it's kind of strange, but it's viral, and it also made the news, but not only did it make the news on Long Island, it made the news in Philadelphia and, like, all over the U.S.
Oh, good heavens. We're global.
It's not a bad one. It's a good one. So I'm going to just set the stage for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So when I met, I was dating who was now my ex-husband, and he was a big Philadelphia Eagles fan. But he wouldn't go to birthday parties. He wouldn't go to weddings. He didn't do anything if it involved draft day, game day, anything related to training camp. So, like, my weekends were limited. My months were limited. And when we were getting married, we needed to kind of plan the wedding around the Philadelphia Eagles football schedule.
Okay. You want a happy marriage,
but
priorities.
But not just, well, that's why I'm divorced now, see? No, I'm being serious. And we even had season tickets. We went to the vet. But it wasn't just about the game. It was like preseason. It was the combine. It was the draft. I mean, it was everything. So with that being said, I had to plan my wedding around this. Well, I entered an NFL Most Fanatical Football Family contest, and we actually ended up getting selected out of, like, hundreds of thousands of applicants. We got selected, and we got an all-expense-paid trip to the NFL film studio, which is in Jersey. So they wanted me to, like, go
Everyone
to
else on hold right now is like, this woman is taking up all the time to win those Black Crow tickets.
Run the clock out, yeah.
wait, they wanted me to fly from JFK to Newark. And I'm like, just send a car service. So with my two young children, and this is about 15 years ago, they flew us. We filmed a commercial, but it had to be like, it was eight families, and it had to tell the story about how my life was like turned upside down and how like we met. And
I'm going to tell a story about how my show was turned upside down. All right, go ahead.
How we met, and it was about this essay I wrote about my life was just about the Eagles. So we went there. I met Steve Sable. God bless. Passed away. And we filmed the Food Delay commercial. We got down to the eight semifinalists. Unfortunately, we didn't win, but we got an interview with WIP 66. That was a 66 or 610 over in Philadelphia.
Can we go to the end of this story?
And the moral is?
I went everywhere. On Long Island, we were in the newspaper. We were in the newspaper in Philadelphia. Then everybody starts calling me saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? And as it turned out, our story went viral, and my kids got to meet a lot of the Eagle players. They took pictures with the entire Philadelphia Eagles team. We didn't win the Super Bowl tickets.
I'm putting you in the running.
You're killing me. Was excited about our story.
And everybody but.
All right. Great story. Yeah. Thank you, Rachel.
You told it so well, so long.
Thank you.
And she's smart. We're 4 or 5 minutes into this. She's the only one in the running for the tickets right now.
It's like the filibuster.
Yeah, right.
She's just getting ready to read the essay.
You're good.
All right. Everybody on with a story. How they made the news or went viral.
Right.
Gets in the running for Black Rose tickets, 877-764-2535. William, can you hold on? Because, you know, Rachel over there. Yeah. But thank you, Rachel. Yeah. That was a great story.
And very detailed.
It's Chaz and AJ in the morning. Mm. Dan Shea, comedian, in studio. Heidi Voigt, hanging out with us.
Hey.
And we're taking your calls. If you made the news or went viral, call in the story. Make it short.
Briefly.
And we'll put you in the running for Black Crowes tickets, 877-764-2535. Where'd we leave off? Was it Chris?
I forget.
Was it Chris?
It was William.
Right. Oh, William.
It's still Friday, right? Yeah.
Yep.
William, we don't want to make you wait any longer.
No.
All right, William. Go ahead.
No worries. But, I didn't go viral. I made the news. I was out in Washington State, and I got caught in a flash flood.
Oh.
And my car, you know, I'm in a Corvette, and it's just totally, like, up to the doors, you know? I wait for it to go out, and then I'm there. You know, I had a cup in my car, so I'm, you know, pulling out my car, you know.
Bailing out.
Bailing it. One coffee cup at a time.
In a flood.
Exactly.
Pissing into
and,
the wind.
You know, a reporter comes and takes my picture, you know, and then she goes, oh, can I, you know, put you in a segment? I said, okay, you know. I let her do that. Takes a quick statement for me, and I was like, well, you know, I was just on my break, you know.
Then the next thing you know, you're everywhere.
Right.
Right? Because a story like that.
Just right in my eye, you know, yeah. And then next thing I know, I'm up to my neck in water.
Right.
Oh.
Can you get you out?
The story gets better.
Right.
They're like, stay right there, William.
But, no, she made me sound like such a douchebag.
Oh, really?
By taking a late afternoon nap, sleeping in his car, got trapped.
Lazy schmuck.
Jealous.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not worried. I was taking my break. You know, I've been working 12 hours or
better. Yeah. Right. They left that part out.
Yeah, it's called a break, yeah.
All right, dude, you're in the running.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you guys have a great day. God bless you.
Thank you, too. Look out for the water. Yeah.
Chris, West Haven.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good, thanks.
So I have a story not about me, but my girlfriend was on Jeopardy on Tuesday.
Nice.
And she got some pretty high-profile hate mail.
What?
Really? Wait, this last Tuesday?
Just 3 days ago.
So she's up against that guy who's been on forever, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. He was a tough, tough competitor, but she gave him a run for his money.
No kidding. So this dude, have you heard about this dude? He's like $790,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's close to breaking Ken James' record.
Ruth, aren't you watching this every day with, what's her name?
Yeah,
my neighbor comes over and we watch it. Yes, yes. From Wallingford, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow.
Huh. Wow.
All right.
Yep. I saw her. Yeah.
Local girl, that's good.
Very cool.
Cool.
Why are people hating on her?
Yeah. Yeah. High profile hate.
Well,
right?
So apparently in response to her appearance, and Ken Jennings tweeted this out, she got a message from some anonymous fan beginning with, I'm counting 8 consecutive F-bombs here, and it says, Ken, please stop putting people on with nose rings, and F you, Ken, if you will not do this, I will sue.
Wow.
Wow.
Very strongly held.
Who are you?
Never seen anybody so angry about Jeopardy.
The nasal doctor?
Yeah, who are these people?
Just
can't take things the way they are.
Seriously, yeah.
Not hurting nobody.
Hey, can we have your girlfriend come in and play Jeopardy against somebody?
Hey, you know what? Potentially, I can definitely give you your number when we're off air.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. You know what we'll do? We won't take her number because she's had enough hate.
Right.
Yeah. So
let her
Phil will give you Ruth's number, and if she's into it, she can reach out.
Yeah.
All right, works for me.
All right, Chris, hold on. Cool. You're in the running for the tickets. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, Jennifer's mom is watching this.
Okay.
You know, and she gives us updates on Jeopardy. And, like, this guy's had a run, like, over 30 shows or something, right?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
can't like, beat him. Nobody can beat him.
Like, someone almost beat him yesterday. Like, it was close.
Yeah.
Like, gave him a run.
I didn't see yesterday. But, yeah, he's up to, like, over, like, $700,000.
Yeah, it's like $790,000.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Smart. I bet he's really good at bar trivia.
Right.
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 That kind of person you can make money on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You see the opportunity.
But he can't find his keys. Where are your keys at? Uh-oh.
Steve, Port Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
I was in college, and I graduated up at Cortland.
Cool.
Congratulations. And I wasn't ready to leave, so I stayed for my master's in education.
Nice.
And so while I'm going to school, grad school, I have to substitute at the local districts to earn money.
Yeah.
And so I'm up at the local districts outside of the city of Cortland, and I'm getting like, you know, some of the principals like me, and I'm getting steady days at, you know, some buildings.
Okay.
And annually, Cortland plays Ithaca, and they call it the biggest little game in America.
Okay.
It's Division III football game, and it gets a little hairy during, before, during, and after the game.
Uh-huh.
And so the school's trying to calm this down. They actually had to relocate it to MetLife Stadium and Yankee Stadium.
I think I know what happened.
Kind of take the spark out of the game.
You guys are going nuts. Cameras catch you.
Sending out all these emails.
You get on television.
Do not go on the field. Do not go on the field.
Isn't that the guy who's substituting?
Right. After the game.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I went on the field after the game.
I felt all this coming.
I'm a grad student and an elementary substitute.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting in a fight. And got pepper sprayed.
Nice.
Oh.
And, SUNY, the campus police grabbed me, and they charged me. So now the police blotter goes out. I go to school Monday. They grabbed me. He gave me like a discount charge. I go to school Monday thinking nothing. You know, the weekend's done. Saturday I got pepper sprayed. I recovered.
Right. Yeah, now it's Monday.
Yeah.
Ready for school.
Never been arrested before. Yeah. I get there and I get a note that the principal wants to talk to you.
Oh nice. Come in, maybe.
Maybe she's changing my classroom today.
Right.
Didn't even occur to you.
I like that none of these are connected.
Yeah, they know nothing. Yeah.
You know, you're all over the papers up here. And I said, well, for what? He goes, well, all the locals up here, we all know about this game and how crazy it can get. And your name is in the newspapers with your disorderly conduct charge
right
next to it.
Right.
So she's like, if you want a career in education, you can't be in newspapers for fighting on football fields
right.
at colleges.
Right.
Generally frowned upon.
You know, right. You have a great
this is
point.
A good commencement speech, thanks, by the way.
Yes, that's Walmart.
I go to class that night, and my professor makes an announcement in front of my whole class about this newspaper article that he had read and began talking about how graduate students are supposed to be different than freshmen
right.
at campus.
How to conduct themselves.
It was a little bit of a life lesson for me.
Right.
I don't think you're ready to laugh about this one yet, but it's hysterical.
Was that your only arrest?
This week.
That was your first one.
Because the fact that you said DISCON
right.
took me a minute. I was like, why does he know abbreviations right. for charges?
Yeah, that was your first arrest. Was that your last?
There was there were two other charges I had left out.
Like assault, maybe?
Which I feel were exaggerated.
Hold on. We need your number.
Yeah. All right.
This guy's a character.
Yes, he is.